Hello and welcome back to season two of the Website 101 podcast. I'm Sean Smith, your host, and please excuse me if my voice sounds a little bad or I sniffle or sneeze. I'm having a really bad day with allergies today. Since we're releasing this episode in 2 days, I can't delay anymore on recording. So I want to introduce the episode or what we're doing this season. We've got a number of different guests that we're going to be talking to. The episode coming out the following week on June 7th is with Nevin Line on web hosting. So this is going to be really, really helpful for anybody who needs to learn about the best kind of host to get, questions to ask, all the ins and outs. After that, I talk with Angie Herrera on what to do or how to choose a web developer or agency. And episode 4 is with Mike Miller, and we talk about how much does a website cost? This is a real popular question. Anytime I've gotten an email from a potential client, the first thing they ask me is, how much does it cost? I'm going to give you a little tip. The short answer is it depends. For the details, listen to the episode. And just a heads up here, starting in episode 4, Mike Mella becomes a co-host and he joins us for the rest of the season and going onwards to season 3, 4, 5 and infinity. So I'd like to have Mike introduce himself right now.
Yeah. Hey, Sean. Good to be here. My name is Mike Mella. I am another web developer, also kind of a web designer based in Toronto. I work primarily with nonprofits these days, but I do a little bit of everything. But that's sort of my specialty, and I'm glad to be here for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, Mike was with us in season 1 for one episode. I forget, what was your episode that you did in season 1?
What was it? I'm trying to remember now. I remember what does a website cost? Was there another one? What was the other one?
Okay, you know what? let's pull up the episode. Pull up the website and check.
All right. I know what it was. It was the top 5 tips or something.
Oh, top 5 web design things that you shouldn't do. Something like that. Right. Anyways, that episode had a lot of downloads. I think it was either the most downloaded episode of season 1 or the second most.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely Mike did a good job there and very happy to have him on board for the foreseeable future.
Thanks.
So after we talk about how much does your website cost, we dive into web design, web development jargon. So terminology and words that you may be unfamiliar with or need a better definition. And this actually takes us 2 episodes. We have web dev terms 1 and 2 for episodes 5 and 6. Episode 7, we talk about an MVP. And no, this is not about sports. It's not your most valuable player. It's your minimal viable product. Mm-hmm. Following that, we bring in another guest, Gaurav Iyer, and we talk about copy editing and copywriting, the differences and why you should have good copy and how it helps you.
That's a great one.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun talking with Gaurav. The next episode is something that a lot of people will find very helpful, especially do-it-yourselfers. We talk about photography and stock photos, how to choose your photos, where to find them, how to crop them or things like that. Mm-hmm. And the final episode 10, we're actually recording on Tuesday, the day this episode gets released, with Mark Poppin, and we're going to talk about e-commerce, which should be lots of fun.
Yeah.
And when I brought Mike on as a co-host, he had a great idea that we're going to implement, and I'd like Mike to tell us all about it.
Yeah, so I think this is going to work really well. We'll see. But there's a conference that we're going to be attending, both Sean and I, in September in Montreal, and it's called the .all conference. That's the official name, right? .all conference.
Yeah, it's a conference for craft CMS web developers, which we're both big fans of.
Yeah, craft is a content management system that we both really like, and we often use for client projects and so on. And they have a conference that's in Montreal this year, which is not too far from us. So we're both going to go. And the plan is for us to have a sort of an episode on the road of the podcast. And the topic will be, what is the one piece of advice that you can give to a website owner or someone who, like a do-it-yourself, you know, website, someone who's building their own website for their company or what have you. And we're going to be approaching the many, many experts of web development that will be attending that conference, our colleagues, and asking them for a very brief tip, just a, you know, few lines each, and we're going to collate them all together in a show. I think it should be fun.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we're going to talk to web developers, web designers, agency owners, and everybody's going to be able to give one tip, and it should be, you know, 30 seconds to 45 seconds approximately. And then when we get back from the conference, we're going to put them all together into one long stream. And the working title for the episode is Advice from a Pro.
Yeah. And it should be, there should be a lot of impromptu, you know, it's just going to be us probably walking around with our smartphones and, you know, you'll hear some background noise and whatnot. And it should be really exciting, I think. I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one, to find common themes that people want to let people know, and also maybe something that we hadn't even thought about. And that's part of why, you know, we want to talk to multiple people so that we can get differing points of view.
Yeah, and all these web folks, I mean, they people will come from all over the world to attend this conference, and they all have really varied you know, client bases and all kinds of things. So we'll really be running the whole gamut of like, what are the standard types of tips that these people have? There should be a pretty wide array of tips.
Yeah. I mean, we've people who are building with craft and attending these conferences that I've been to in the past are building websites for blue chip companies, mm-hmm. you know, large multinationals, all the way down to your little mom and pop shop just around the corner from where you live. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to get a wide variety of advice that people think that, or professionals feel that the average person running a website needs to know.
Yep. Should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be lots and lots of fun. So so I think that's it for our episode this time. And I look forward to hearing any questions or suggestions that anybody has for us.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Looking forward to the upcoming episodes and seasons.
Excellent. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this show. I'm Sean Smith, your co-host. You can find me at my company website, caffeinecreations.ca, on Twitter at caffeinecreation, on LinkedIn, my username is Caffeine Creations, or you can search for Sean Smith based in Toronto. You should be able to find me there.
And I'm Mike Mella. You can find me at my website, belikewater.ca. Or on LinkedIn, my username is Mike Mella. That's M-I-K-E-M-E-L-L-A. And I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeMella.
And don't forget to subscribe to the show and share it with your friends on social media, such as Facebook or LinkedIn. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcasts.
And we're always looking for topic and guest suggestions. So if you have any, hit us up at website101podcast.com/contact.
Excellent. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening.